Amalehu Rava Livne. Rava said to his sons, Kishatem Chotkin Basar Al Tachtochu Al Gabe Hayad. When you're cutting meat, don't cut it over your hand. Ikadami Shem Tokana. Some say because it's danger, because you could cut your hand. Ikadami Shem Kilkol Sud. Others say the reason is because if you get a little bit of blood, it's not dangerous, but it'll make your meal disgusting. The Al Teshu Al Mitas Aramas. Don't sit on the bed of an Aramean woman. The Al Avoru Achare Beis Hakneses Bishashatzim Mitzmalim. And don't pass behind the shul while the people are praying. Al Teshu Al Mitas Aramas. Don't sit on the bed of an Aramean woman. Ikadami Lo Saganu Blo Kriyashma. Some say this is an allegory for not laying down to sleep without saying Shema. Ikadami Lo Tanasu Giyurta. Others say it means not to marry a convert. Ikadami Aramis Mamish. Others say it literally means not to sit on the bed of an Aramis. Mishamayis Rav Papa. This is because of a story that happened with Rav Papa. Rav Papa Azal Gabi Aramis. Rav Papa once visited an Aramean woman. Hotzia Lo Mita. She brought out a couch, a bed for him. Amr Lo Shave. She said, have a seat, recline. Amr Lo, any Yoshev, I won't sit. Ad Shetagbihi Es Hamita, unless you pick up the bed. He has a Mita, Matashem Tinok Meis. Picked up the bed and found a dead baby there. Mikanam Rechacham Asur Leshev Al Mita Saramis. Therefore, don't sit on the bed. You know, otherwise you can get blamed for killing a baby. Al Tav Rechar Beis Kneses, don't walk behind a shul. B'shash Atziv Mitzbalim, while the community is praying. B'seyele Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. This supports the position of Shua Ben Levi, who said, Asur L'Adam Shiav Rechar Beis Kneses, B'shash Atziv Mitzbalim, that a person is prohibited from walking behind the shul during the time when the community is praying. Amar Bailo, Amar, and this is only true, Eladaleka Pischa Achrena, if there's no other door. Avaleka Pischa Achrena, but if there's another door to go in, Leslan, but it's no problem to pass by the shul. Below Amar Eladaleka Bay Knishta Achrena, this is only true if there's no other shul to pray in. Avaleka Bay Knishta Achrena, Leslan Ba, but if there is another one, it's no problem. Lo Amar Eladaleka Tuna, this is also only true if you're not carrying something heavy, or Velo Rohit, or you're not running, Velo Manach Tfilin, or you're not wearing Tfilin. But if a person is either carrying something heavy or any of these other ones, less lon ba, then there is no concern. Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, b'shlosh dvarim ohev ani emes hamadim. Rabbi Akiva said there's three things I love about the medians. Kishechot kenes abasar en chot ken al gabei shulchan. They only cut meat over a table. Kishenoshkin en noshkin al gabei yad. They only kiss one another on the hand. Ukishayoatzin, when they take advice, en yoatzin el besada, they take advice out in the field, so no one should be listening. They have absolute privacy. Rav Adabar Ava Maikra, where do we know this idea of talking in the field? Vayishlach Yaakov, vayikra l'rochel leo hasa. When Yaakov was confiding in Rachel and Leah, they did so in the field where there were only sheep around. Tanya Gamliel said, there's three things I love about the Persians. They're modest in how they eat. They're modest in how they go to the bathroom. And they're modest in matters of intimacy. I commanded my the ones who were dedicated. Tanya Yosef Elu Aparsiyam. This refers to the Persians, Hamakudashim, Umizumanam Leganim, who are dedicated and invited directly to hell. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, said the halach is like Rabbi Gamliel. Tanya, Rishim Ben Yochai, Amar. Pa'am Misham Kar Kriyashma, Shtepam Belaila, Achas Kalim Shalom Adashachav, Achas Lachas Shalom Adashachav. Sometimes a person said Rabbi Shimon Yochai can read Shema twice in the very same night, one right before Amud HaShachar and one right after Amud HaShachar. The Yotz Ben Yidei Chavasa, Achas Shal Yom, Achas Shalom, and he can fulfill his obligation, one for the day and one for the previous night. Haguva Kasha. So wait a minute. The very words we just read are themselves not completely clear. We said you can read it twice at night. You see from there, if you call that night, it means even after Amud HaShachar, Lelya Hi, right? It's Leila, it's still the night. Nevertheless, it says that you fulfill your obligations. Achashal Yom, Achashal Laila. If they're both at night, how can you fulfill the daytime obligation? Alma Yamamahu. Must be one of them was during the day. Olam Leilayahu. Actually, really, it was the night. Hadakai Leyom. We're only calling it day because experientially some people wake up and begin their day then, but really it's still technically the night. Amr of Acha Bar Chanina Rishua Ben Levi. Halacha Rishua Yochai. Ikad Masil Lahadur of Amr of Chanina. Aha Ditanya. There are those who learn this teaching about a different teaching of Rishua Ben Yochai. Mishua Ben Akiva. Pamishan Kor Kriyashan Shem B'yom. Sometimes a person can say Shema twice during the daytime. Achas Kodem Hanetzachama. Achas Lacher Netzachama. Once before Hanetz, and once afterwards, after the Netzachama. The Yotze Bohen Yedei Chovas, and still a person can fulfill the obligation. Ach Shalom, Ach Shalala, one of the day, one of the night. Higuvakash, wait a minute. Amr Pabashanam Yotze Kore Kriyashma Shtepam Biyom. You say it's twice during the day. Oma Kol Netzachama. Your mama, who said it even before Netzachama, it is still considered the daytime. Vahadar Tani, Yotze Ben Yedei Chovas, Ach Shalom, Ach Shalala. We said you could fulfill your obligation of the night, even though it's right before Netzach Hama. So even though it's technically day, it's considered night. So he said, no, really, the truth is it's called the day. Because there are people who are still sleeping at that time. So even though it's technically day, it's referred to as night because experientially a lot of people behave as though it's still the night time.